We'll start right away with the biggest news coming out, and that is some shakeups in the Metropolitan Sewer District. Erica, you were just down where the mayor was talking about this. Start us from the beginning with this audit.
Okay, well, there was an audit released today by Crit Llewellyn in the state auditor. And pretty much Mayor Fisher asked Llewellyn to look into the Metropolitan Sewer District and some of its practices way back in June. And that audit was released today, and it found some pretty serious problems in the district.
Like what?
Well, there are a bunch of things. One thing is they have basically had a contract, or not a contract, but they've had an agreement with a legal firm to provide services for about 27 years. And they haven't been working with a contract for the past several years. This isn't something that's been competitively bid like their professional services are supposed to be. So there are some questions about whether that was appropriate and whether that could be, influencing the board members in some inappropriate ways.
So they kept the same legal team, but they weren't bidding out for that service. So
yeah.
They weren't looking for possibly a lower cost option, a different option for a number of years.
Exactly. There's some other issues with very large bonuses, raises, generous deferred compensation packages, which the auditor found wasn't really appropriate for a state agency that is, people have to pay rates to this agency. It shouldn't be using money like that. There were a couple of instances where they found money wasn't being properly documented, where purchasing card requirements weren't sufficient to make sure the money was all going to the right place, and where there was some money that had possibly been misused. There were some expenditures for parties that were a little bit high. They stressed it wasn't anything. They hadn't found anyone embezzling money or anything serious like that. Just some policies that perhaps could be put in place to make sure all the money is being documented correctly.
And what has been the reaction to this so far? The mayor spoke about an hour ago about this, made some pretty significant announcements.
Yeah, he did. And I think we have a clip from the mayor at his press conference.
There's been way too many people being way too cozy for way too long. And when you start reading, finding number one, number two, number three, number four, it goes on down the list. You say, clearly we have got a culture problem that needs to be addressed.
And so that was Mayor Greg Fisher about an hour ago, and he was very disturbed by what the audit found. And he started out by making some really big changes and essentially clearing the slate of a lot of MSD's top positions. He announced that the executive director, Bud Shardine, who has been there for 28 years, and he praised his work there and said that Mr. Shardine has decided he will retire this spring, which was about a year earlier than he had originally intended to do. And Greg Heitzman from the Louisville Water Company will step into that role for an interim and kind of oversee the transition. But Bud Shardine will be there until spring, so he'll kind of have a role with that as well.
And this, we're talking about the leadership changes, this audit of the Metro Sewer District here on State of the News. 502-814-8255 is the number to call if you'd like to discuss this on the air. You can also find us on Facebook or Twitter. We're WFPL News, or you can send an email to news@WFPL.org. What are some of the other changes, Erica, that are happening with MSD now as a result of this?
Well, three of the board members, and these are the three, there's an eight-member board, there's one spot empty, and four of the board members have been recently appointed by Mayor Fisher. So it's pretty much the three board members who have been there for the longest have announced that they will be leaving their roles in that. And that includes the board's chairman, Arnold Celentano. And Mayor Fisher stressed that, he doesn't think any of these people necessarily have a hand in some of these problems. But he just thinks that we need a culture change at the MSD. And one of the ways to do that is by putting some new people in who can attack the problems from new ways.
And what else will be happening as this is going on when Mr. Heitzman takes over? Has he announced anything?
No, they're going to be looking into a number of things. One of the things I thought that was interesting from the press conference is that Mr. Heitzman is obviously the head of the water company, which is also in kind of a weird role, just like MSD, where people pay rates to them, but they aren't, they aren't quite a metro government agency, really.
Right.
Yeah. So Mayor Fisher said he was going to be looking for some ways where maybe there could be some overlap, some collaborations between the two entities. He said, after all, they're both working, below the streets. They're both and there possibly could be some cost savings and ways they could. He didn't say merge, but, work together.
That would require some change to state law, though, because while these aren't city agencies, these quasi-governmental agencies like this, they are governed by some of the state statutes.
Exactly. And he said that was kind of the most extreme option, is seeking a change to state law, but he wouldn't rule it out.
This reaction to the audit, we're still in Mary Fisher's first year. Philip, I was wondering what your thoughts might be on this. We did see some audits under the previous administration, and what are your thoughts on how they compare?
Well, if we look, I guess, back at Crit Llewellyn's audits over the years, particularly under former Mayor Jerry Abramson, we see that there's a pattern of criticism of how metro government and certain parts of it are run. I think that the MSD announcement, as Erica pointed out, will have large political ramifications in the sense that, you know, Mr. Sheridan is someone who's been here for at least 3 decades, I believe was the 4th highest paid official here in Louisville, Jefferson County. So you have a situation now where Fisher has fulfilled, and I think we'll brag about this for a number of years, probably up until his reelection, the fact that he did get the ball rolling on cleaning house at MSD, an agency in which there had been a number of criticisms and people had been nipping at it for a number of years. And now you see a complete culture change and a complete staff change at that agency, not only just with the executive director, but with the board as well.
And this comes at a time when there had been a number of controversies with MSD in the past few months, a number of reports revealing some questionable practices at MSD before this audit.
Yeah, and one of them was in regards to MSD's chief legal counsel, Larry Zilke, raising questions about why it was a no-bid contract. They were paying him and his firm a lot of money to represent the MSD and be their legal counsel. And the MSD at the time kind of used the excuse. They said, well, you know, he's been here for a long time and he understands all the nuances. And legal counsel is something where you can't really, you know, cycle someone in and out every year because you have to really get to know them. But this audit said that, you know, pretty much that wasn't appropriate.
And I think you see what the situation that has changed in the Fisher administration is that while Abramson had maybe a more laissez-faire attitude towards that agency, Fisher, I think, has clearly said and then made it clear that metro government does control and will assert itself more so over MSD than in previous years. Whoever the new permanent executive director is, whoever future board members are, I think this is the day that actually MSD became more under control of metro government.
And we do have, there was notice sent out that the board will be meeting. The MSD board is having a special meeting on Monday, presumably to deal with some of these issues, changes in leadership and all of that.